Your artworks frequently bear your own name or image, but also refer to the works of artists before you. You put on display the idea of various reincarnations. For example, in Triple Pop Black and White 2011, you portray yourself as Sid Vicious in the gunslinging pose of Warhol's Elvis. Can you tell us more about your reincarnations? Why such icons and why you? Are you making a statement about your identity?
Again, I think my answer is a kind of curious sort of backpedaling of an answer, which is that in a way I use my own image primarily to not be the image that you expect, the image that you know, rather than this being a work by Andy Warhol. You look at it and you recognise that it's not a work by Andy Warhol, and so again, I suppose in picture making, it has this equivalent to what I was talking about earlier about the Trump Loy effect, where you immediately know, or you immediately recognise, or you're faced with the fact that what you're looking at isn't the work that you might be thinking it is, or that it might be alluding to. So immediately there's this sort of sense that it's a fake. I think that originally I was using myself in lots of different forms, whether it be my signature or a kind of a portrait of me, somehow to be critical of a structure which demanded signature, which demanded authenticity, which seemingly also demanded a kind of a portrait of the artist. I mean, I quite often refer to this point where art changes historically with the Velázquez painting himself in the Las Meninas painting, where he suddenly introduces the sort of psychology of the artist, or the being of the artist, into the frame, and this sort of small shift, or what seemed to be a sort of a small subtle shift at the time, seems to kind of make all the difference. It seems to start to propose the idea that the artist is part the artist's somehow, like the artist's philosophies are part of, or the artist's thinking a part of the artwork. And I suppose I was quite self-consciously trying to talk about the way that art itself now has almost become a sort of a series of self-portraiture.
Yes. Lucio Fontana and Michelangelo Pistoletto, respectively co-founder of the Arte Spaziale and of the Arte Povera, inspired your artwork. What are your key takeaways from these distinct art movements? By casting objects like bean bags and turning them into perfect bronze lookalikes, are you portraying a metaphor? Pieces such as egg put on display the thing which appears at itself stark naked. Are you creating a gap between the object itself as an isolating thing and its meaningful representation?
Lots of questions again at the same time.
Yes, I know.
I think that probably the difficult question was the last one about simply isolating an object.
Yes.
Does that actually devoid it of meaning? I think there is a point at which we can't help but have to involve ourselves in the transformative power of context, that in effect an object will always be subject to a context, even if that context is the attempt to remove that object from context. And I think that it possibly is, in terms of art, it probably is the case that art itself, even though it's not a sealed system, even though it's an open and permeable kind of area, that in itself is a kind of context. And so the removal of the object from, and we'll call it, for ease of conversation, we'll call it from the real world. We take the object from the real world and we put it into the art world, as if the art world might be an unreal world. It's not an unreal world, it's just a sort of a different kind of reality, or the importance of the object transforms from an object which maybe had a use function to an object which has a use function to make us think about pictures, to make us think about how we think, or to make us think about like what we look for when we look at something.
You paradoxically began your career with a blue heritage plaque announcing your own post-recognition. You achieve notoriety for your final piece at the Royal College of Art, a blue heritage plaque inscribed Kevin Turk work here, 1989-1991. Is this artwork a provocation, or do you question the category of past, present, time and future, the beginning and the end, such as birth and death?
For me it was very much an attempt to try to, I was finishing my studies, I was going out into the world, and I wanted to try and encapsulate or try and supercharge the idea of a career and what that might be, what might be the lasting legacy of a kind of a successful art career. And so what I did was I invented a career which hadn't even happened, then I could commemorate. So I kind of commemorated a sort of non-existent career. And what that meant was able to, again, like create something which on the surface of it, like the plaque itself, said Gavin Turk, that was my name, sculptor, which was the department I was in, the sculpture department, worked here, it was the studio that I was in, 1989 to 91 was the date, and round the top it said Royal Borough of Kensington. So in effect, sort of everything that the plaque said was kind of true. But obviously, the plaque, having also been made by the people who make the heritage plaques for the English Heritage, was entirely an image, a picture, a kind of a falsity. And it wasn't on the outside of a building, it was on the inside of a building. But it was on a white wall, like in the area of Kensington, you get a lot of these on the front of white buildings. Again, I was interested in the history of these plaques, that this form of nostalgia or of commemoration, this blue colour, this ceramic craft object, was kind of invented by Ruskin or William Morris, by a kind of cultural idea of making and tradition and memory. And I think that these things as well, like, were almost like backgrounded by the fact that actually what happened was I then got refused my degree, and it was partly because of the refusal of the degree that it got a certain amount more attention than it would have done if I'd have just got my degree. And now this kind of label, this sort of nameplate, if you like, suddenly became a kind of cause celebre, and obviously that sort of was. It sort of had the opposite effect. I was able to turn something that, in effect, could have been quite negative into something quite positive and quite. It was like a good start into a career.